love is. Eight more mile on this old road and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start. Eight more mile to Louisville, the hometown of my heart.
Welcome to Side 2. This is Marilyn, and I'm going to feature Kentucky artists. Last year I did Texas. Who knows, I might get your state next year. We're going to start out with a mini tribute to Bill Monroe. The father of bluegrass from Rosine, Kentucky, started a legend that lives on and perhaps is in its glory today with its own set of awards and its own satellite radio stations. And now it seems like it's truer to the country music a lot of us grew up with than the country music we're hearing on the top 40 stations today. Gonna start out with Bill Monroe himself doing Blue Moon of Kentucky. Then we're gonna do Tom T. Hall, who is also from Olive Hill, Kentucky, doing We Had Bill Monroe for Breakfast, showing everybody how Kentuckians did buy into that music. Then we're going to let a Missouri gal come in and sing to us. Rhonda Vincent did a tribute to Mr. Monroe. She dared to call him Bill a few years ago. Is the grass any bluer on the other side?
Blue moon up Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one it's gone and proved and true. Blue moon up Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. It was on a moonlight night, the stars shining bright, and they whispered from on high, your love has said goodbye. Keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and said goodbye. It's gone and proved and true. Blue moon up Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. It is on a moonlight night, the stars shining bright, they whispered from high, your love said goodbye. Blue moon up Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and said goodbye.
From the dirt, if anything would grow. And we got our country music from a big old radio. And we had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. Then we'd head out to the fields of hoeing corn and mowing hay. Our mama loved his singing, daddy loved to hear him play. And we had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. Big old battery that ran the radio. Sometimes we'd run it down listening to the Opry show. But we all had our instruments and most of us could play. So we had Bill Monroe for breakfast anyway. We had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. Then we'd head out to the fields a-hoeing corn and mowing hay. Mama loved his singing, Daddy loved to hear him play. We had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. Mama was a lady and my daddy liked to preach. All we ever had was just a place to eat and sleep. If I could go back home again, back to the simple ways, oh, we'd have Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. We had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. Then we'd head out to the fields a-hoeing corn and mowing hay. Our mama loved his singing, Daddy loved to hear him play. And we had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day. We had Bill Monroe for breakfast every day.
Then, continuing with our tribute to Kentucky musicians, I'm going to feature a couple of duets. Well, one of them's not really a duet. Skeeter Davis from Dry Ridge up in northern Kentucky, up in the Covington area, with the Osborne Brothers, also from Kentucky, singing Bus Fare to Kentucky. And then the next combination effort features a good old boy from Pike County, Mr. Dwight Yoakum, with our recently deceased favorite, Mr. Buck Owens, doing the Streets of Bakersfield. I don't think Buck would mind being in with all those Kentuckians, do you?
I know I'm just a country girl. I had against how I was raised. This country girl was really out of place. And I was set to go back home, but I was broken all alone, and I couldn't find another friendly face. To hear him say he loved me, I never thought he'd do me wrong, so I gladly went along. I loved him more than any man I've known, and after he had all his fun, he told me that our love was done, and then he left this country girl alone.
I didn't have the bus fare to Kentucky, or this city would have seen the last of me.
Go first class, so I'll make it the best I can. Anything to get my feet on that good Kentucky land. My thumb is in the air and my suitcase by my side. Won't somebody give this poor old country girl a ride?
Kentucky!
Bakersfield.
Well, Kentucky's always been famous for mines. Hopefully, we don't have quite as many disasters as West Virginia does, but we've had our share. There was a tribute several years ago that Loretta Lynn and Tom T. Hall and several others participated in. It was back in the late 60s to some miners in a cave-in. Patti Loveless sings a song that's also been done by some other people. You'll never leave Harlan alive. Harlan's deep in eastern Kentucky. A song I wish I could play. The John Prine song about Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County? But I just don't have it by Kentuckian. So it won't work on this issue. Patti was originally from eastern Kentucky, but then she moved to Fairdale, which is a suburb of Louisville.
That's the place where I traced my bloodline, and it's there I read on a hillside gravestone, you'll never leave Harlan alive. Oh, my Cumberland Mountains, where he took a pretty girl to be his bride. Said, won't you walk with me out of the mouth of this holler, or we'll never leave Harlan alive. Where the sun comes up in the day, and you fill your cup. the sun comes up about 10 in the morning, and the sun goes down about 3 in the day, and you fill your cup with whatever bitter brew you're drinking, and you spend your life digging coal from the bottom of your grave.
From Kentucky. Now, the Judds claim it, and Ashley has pretty much been loyal to her UK Wildcats and has come back to do public relations radio spots for the University of Kentucky. Winona and Naomi and Ashley left Northern Kentucky pretty early on. I suppose Naomi didn't, but her girls did. But they still claim us, and so we'll claim them. I'm going to play my favorite Judd song, Young Love. No, it's not the one that Sonny James did.
She was sitting cross-legged on the hood of a Ford, filing down her nails with an emery board, talking to her friends about people they knew and all of the things young girls do. When she said, "You see that guy in the baseball cap? I'd like to spend some time with a boy like that." And Betty said, "I've seen him at the hardware store. I think his name is Billy, but I'm not sure." And as they talked a little while, he passed by. She smiled at him, he just said hi. He was thinking to himself as he walked away, "Man, I'd like to find a girl like her someday." Young love, strong love, true love, it's a new love. They're gonna make it through the hard times and walk off those lines. Yeah, these ties will bind young love. Well, she just couldn't stop herself from thinking about him. At a store downtown, she saw him again. She had both hands full. He held open the door. He said, "My name is Billy. Seen you before. Can I help you with these? Can I give you a ride? Can I take you out on Saturday night?" She didn't have to say what she was feeling inside. He could see the answer shining in her eyes. Young love, strong.
some new love.
They're gonna make it through the hard times and walk off those lines. Yeah, these ties will bind young love.
Well, from that day on, you couldn't keep them apart. They were side by side and heart to heart. Now, Mama cried as Billy slipped the ring on her hand. And when the baby was born, she was crying again. Well, he worked real hard and put some money down on a little old house at the edge of town. And that night as he held her, he couldn't believe God had made a girl that he'd never ever leave. Young love, strong love, true love, it's a new love.
They're gonna make it through the
hard times and walk off those lines. Yeah, these ties. By young love. She was sitting cross-legged on the hood of the Ford, filing down her nails with an emery board.
Then there's the Everly Brothers from down southern Kentucky. I think Don and Phil fought about as much as the Judds do. Maybe they didn't throw food at each other. I don't know about that. But they sure made good harmony on record anyway. Here's Wake Up Little Susie.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up. We've both been sound asleep. Wake up, little Susie, and weep. The movie's over, it's 4 o'clock, and we're in trouble deep. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Well, what are we gonna tell your mama? What are we gonna tell your papa? What are we gonna tell our friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Well, I told you, Mama, that you'd be in by 10. Well, Susie, baby, looks like we goofed again. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. We gotta go home. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up. Wake up. The movie wasn't so hot, it didn't have much of a plot. We fell asleep, our goose is cooked, our reputation is shot. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Well, what are we gonna tell your mama? What are we gonna tell your pop? What are we gonna tell our friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie.
I know what you think I'm going to play by Loretta, but I'm not, because it gets played to death, and everybody knows she is a coal miner's daughter. So is Crystal. But I'm going to play Blue Kentucky Girl.
You left me for the bright lights of the town. A country boy
Another one I can't leave out is Ricky Skaggs. Ricky Skaggs and Keith Whitley grew up playing for Ralph Stanley when they were young men, just getting started in the business. And Ricky, after he made enough money to feel like he was somebody in standard country music, did what he wanted to do all along and went back to his roots, and he's been playing bluegrass and gospel for years now and loving it. I'm going to play a gospel song by Ricky from the Gaithers Bluegrass. It's called Gospel Bluegrass Homecoming, and I guess it's just called I'm Ready.
Kick it off, Aunt Jimmy Mills. Jesus came in and saved my soul from sin. Hallelujah, I'm ready to go. Hallelujah,
I'm ready.
Hallelujah. I can hear the voices singing soft and low. Hallelujah,
I'm ready.
I'm ready. Hallelujah, I'm ready to go. Singing soft and low. Hallelujah,
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, I'm ready to go. Hallelujah,
I'm ready.
Hallelujah. I can hear the voices singing soft and low. Hallelujah,
I'm ready.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, I'm ready to go.
Y'all sing with us.
Hallelujah,
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Hallelujah.
I can hear the voices singing soft and low. Hallelujah.
Have to leave out Merle Travis, John Michael Montgomery, Crystal Gayle and Keith Whitley, who I've already mentioned, Dale Ann Bradley, Exile. I'll bring us up today a little bit and play Kentucky Headhunters.
Dumas Walker.
I think the Dumas Walker Museum right now is down in Red Boiling Springs, Tennessee. That's what I've heard, which is not too far from across the Kentucky line. Some of the headhunters are from the Scottsville area, which is down close to where Roger's family grew up, where most of them still live. To hold the Bluegrass Awards here in Louisville. They've moved them to Nashville now, which is probably where they should be, because that's where most of the artists live, seems like. But there's still a radio show down close to the Tennessee line in Renfro Valley, which is just past Berea, Kentucky, down close to the Cumberland Gap. Some of the Monroe family are trying to develop a bluegrass campground and show and park down close to Bowling Green near Franklin, Kentucky, which is also close to the Tennessee line. And there's an effort to dedicate a museum to Bill Monroe out near Rosine, where he's originally from, close to Owensboro in northwestern Kentucky. As far as comedy is concerned, you know what? I don't know if the Duke of Paducah was actually from Paducah or not. I cannot tell you. But I know that the fellow who used to introduce him was Mr. Red Foley. We're going to close it out with Red Foley. I know what I should play by Red is, since I did Texas last year, I should play him and Ernest arguing about which one's the best state in the Union, Texas or Kentucky. But I've talked so much about things being on the Tennessee line that I think I'm going to play the Tennessee border. Y'all have a good spring. We'll see you in June.
Her eyes were blue, her hair was auburn. Her smile was like an angel, dear. She was her daddy's only daughter on the Tennessee border. One night I took a ride just across the line. I picked her up in a pickup truck and she broke this heart of mine. Her mother said no, she's my only daughter. But we got married on the Tennessee border. Shining from above, I fell in love the night I saw her on the Tennessee border. One night I took a ride just across the line. I picked her up in a pickup truck and she broke this heart of mine. Her mother said no, she's my only daughter. But we got married on the Tennessee border. One night I took a ride just across the line. I picked her up in a pickup truck and she broke this heart of mine. Her mother said no, she's my only daughter. But we got married on the Tennessee border.